Take a few minutes to talk about the Berkshire Community Action Council now. It was incorporated in 1966 as a nonprofit human service organization and designated the Anti-Poverty Community Action Agency for Berkshire County, Massachusetts. They are presenting their Grown in the Berkshire Gala, third annual fundraiser in collaboration with Northern Berkshire United Way. It happens on Tuesday, May 6th, sponsored by The Orchards, and their executive chef, Chris Bonnevere, is with us. Is it Bonnevere?
It's Bonnevere, yeah.
Excellent. Chris Bonnevere is with us, and he is going to be showing off with many of the Berkshire's finest chefs, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And Chris is here to tell us more about the event and has been on the program before, and it's a delight to have you back. Thank you very much for being with us.
Well, we appreciate you having us, definitely.
How did this whole thing come about?
Well, about three years ago, I've been a landlord for quite a few years in the community, and about 3 years ago or so, I noticed a lot of cutbacks in their fuel assistance funds by some of my tenants kind of suffering and not being able to have enough heat for the winter months. And I know how much my family struggled, my mother struggled when I was young, and I felt like it was time for me to do something for the community and give something back.
So as far as this, the Action Council, then there's the Grown in the Berkshire Gala. So how do the two all work together? Because you have the United Way in there. So this is sort of a collection, a community come together.
United Way just kind of jumped on board this year. But 3 years ago, I went to a lady that I knew in the office, Alita, and I asked her what they were doing about their cutbacks to kind of put money into their proverbial fuel assistance fund pot, because we knew they was getting cut back from the state year after year. And I asked her what she was doing, and they had mentioned, well, we're going to do a spaghetti supper or something like that. And I said, listen, let me help you out. Let me get a bunch of my friend chefs from the community, kind of build this around a Berkshire grown in the Berkshires type of event, and try to build this up. And for the past 2 years, we've raised in excess of over $6,000 for that pot.
And that's wonderful. And as far as the actual gala that's going to take place on the 6th, which is Tuesday night, what will be happening?
Oh, it's pretty cool. I call on about 6, 7, 8 different chef friends of mine, folks from like Canyon Ranch, Cranwell, Williams Inn, Wild Oats Natural Foods Market, and a few others. We all get together and we set up tables, and I ask them to do a tasting of food, that's something that's Berkshire grown in the Berkshires type of food, to help enlighten the event a little bit. I have a good friend, Jim Dignam. He's the founding member of a band there locally in town, and he does some great music with some other friends of his, and turns into a really great fun event. We set up food around the room, and the folks buy tickets and they walk around and take a little tasting from 7, 8 different places. And we have some liquor and wine vendors that are set up there as well, and they do wine tastings and beer tastings along the way as well.
So a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, really. I mean, the value to it's, I think we put a ticket price of $50 a person on it this year, and the value for it is unbelievable. I mean, there's going to be BBC is going to be there for beer, Girardi, which is like Budweiser and stuff like that, will be there this year. A couple wine distributors with some really great wines will be there too.
Very nice. And when you think about the you working together with other chefs, I assume that that's a fairly easy sell to, like, have them come and
yeah, they always want to help. They always want to. Everybody always wants to help out. It's, you know, it's whoever wants, who's going to step up to the plate and organize it. And it's quite a bit to organize year after year, but it's about, you know, giving back to our community and helping the people that are in our backyard. And that's what, you know, and as soon as you present it that way to any of the chefs, they immediately jump on board.
So it takes place at the Orchards.
It's right at the Orchards.
You're at the at your home place.
Yeah.
And ultimately, when you think about what you have you seen any result yet? I mean, of it's been 3 years. I mean, do you see sort of the fruits of your labor, if you will?
Absolutely. I see, you know, last year alone, some of my tenants, I didn't see anybody struggling with the fuel assistance funds. I know that it's been growing, you know, by what we did and by what other things that are happening in the community as well. Sometimes when one person, you know, lights a spark, it starts the fire, and there's other people that, that start jumping on board and doing other things as well to make things happen in the community. And it's shown because they have that little bit of extra money that kind of carries them and curtails them into the end of the season, keeps that little bit of money in there for the people that need it.
So the date is Tuesday, May 6th, and it is the Growing in the Berkshire Gala. So what can people expect?
Fun time, fun food, great music. Jim's coming over from his band was Shut Up and Dance. He was just telling me he's got this great girl, this 14-year-old girl that's got a voice that'll knock everybody's socks off. It's going to come over, and a couple other cool guys are going to be playing the fiddles, and it'll be a good time. It's always a great time.
It is the Berkshire Community Action Council Growing in the Berkshire Gala. Third annual fundraiser in collaboration with Northern Berkshire United Way and sponsored by the Orchards and their executive chef, our guest, Chris Bonnevere. It'll take place Tuesday, May 6th at the Orchards in Williamstown, Massachusetts. More information is available at wamc.org/roundtable. Just go to that website and we have a link there that'll bring you right to it and find out all the information of what'll be happening on the 6th of May. Again, wamc.org/roundtable for the Grown in the Berkshire Gala third annual fundraiser. And Chris Bonnevere, it's a great pleasure to have you with us. I wish you all the luck in the world and thank you so much for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Do the same.
You're listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.